Say white,
say bar,
I say bite,
say shark,
I say him, and Jaws was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
Say Rose,
I say Royce,
say God,
give me a choice.
Say Lord,
I say Christ, I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein or Superman.
Hey, welcome aboard. We are live, Bike Sport Radio. This is Robert. And let me see if I can actually hear what I'm saying into this thing. There we go. How you doing today? Thanksgiving week. Everybody should be getting ready to stuff themselves, get a good ride in this week. We hope. Who knows? Have no idea what's going to happen. Anyways, beautiful November weather, with hopefully some rain coming in very shortly, or at least some cooler weather, so we at least think it's November, right? But it is SoCal, so what do you expect, right? It's anyway. So you're tuned in, and you're tuning in to Bike Sport Radio. This is Robert, and I'm sore today. I got beat up on a race course this weekend. So, ouch. Yeah, went and did the CXLA in Long Beach in the LBC. The UCI race is down there this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And God, I mean, if there was ever a place where there were more gopher holes in a parcel of land, I don't think there's any other anywhere. It was tough. It was brutal. I definitely feeling every joint in my body is not doing too great, but good times, good weather, and great competition. Everybody brought their A game, and it was good. I did well. I'm happy with my results in my category, so I'm cool with that. We had some top elite UCI athletes in town for this event, and it was great. So if you weren't out there, you missed out, and judging by the audience, a lot of people missed out. You know, when UCI comes to town and you hear the pros are in town, you really ought to make an effort to get out there and actually watch them, even if you're a racer yourself. It's pretty neat to watch these athletes just motor along the terrain there and pick up a few pointers. So actually, I'm quite happy not a lot of people stayed to watch, because now I picked up all the pointers. So if only I had the legs, the training schedule, the equipment. Oh, wait, I had some of the equipment. But, they're just a whole new beast. I thought my lap times were quick until I saw theirs, and I just go, oh, yeah, no, I'm good. Not bad for a 46-year-old old racing fart, but, hey, it is what it is, right? So, UCI was in town 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, at El Dorado Park in Long Beach. And Katarina Nash and Caroline Monty were in town. It's kind of nice to see them out there. Actually, Katarina Nash cleaned house both days. Caroline Monty was giving her definitely a run for the money there. And our local Amanda Nauman was up in there as well. So she was working. They were all working. So, and in the men's race, I know Jamie Driscoll took it on Saturday. I think he actually got it on Sunday too. But I was being a social butterfly. Hey, you're at a race, right? Got to catch up with all your buddies and friends. But the other thing was really cool to watch was the UCI juniors, the 17 to 18 juniors. Those little guys are quick. I was just, wow, amazed at how fast they were. And it's so cool because that's our future right there. So definitely want to help them out. And so, yeah. Oh, yeah. And Driscoll did take the win both days. I'm just clarifying that right now. So Jamie Driscoll did win. I've got to confirm the rumor I heard about Anthony Clark, but definitely going to do some searching about this guy. I hear he's a very special athlete, and he was up there. So when I confirm the stories, or somebody wants to confirm the story for me, let me know, and I'd love to talk to this guy if that's definitely the case, because I think that'd be some great inspiration to the everyday man out there and woman. So, yeah, if it's true, what I heard is true, or what I hear through the rumor mill, I'd love someone to let me know. So send me a message on Facebook, Bike Sport Radio Facebook page, or my personal page, Robert Sandoval, on Facebook. Let me know. Let me know the history on him, because from what I heard, it was just amazing. And, you know, it's one of the beliefs I have about athletes and where they come from. So it would be awesome if that truly was the case in this athlete's instance. So, anyways. Alrighty. So, yeah, that was just some of the results from there. And let's see. Kind of quiet in the bike world right now. There's a lot of fun rides just occurring, which are, you know, I think the best kind of rides right now. You know, we've got the weekly training rides, you know, the Simi ride. I think the donut ride is going here in the LA area. I'm sure there's others that I haven't heard about or haven't seen, you know, but they're going. I mean, everybody's got their groups going. But we still got a couple of, right, you know, we're kind of smack dab in the middle of CX season, and we're almost done. And those of us who are racing are like, thank God, it's almost over. But, you know, it's kind of fun. But, yeah, it's definitely like, okay, it's kind of dragging a bit. It's a lot of racing, a lot of miles in the legs, and a lot of abuse on equipment. So we're really looking forward to that. But this is California, and you can cycle all year, right? So we really don't have seasons, theoretically, but we do. So we got some mountain bike stuff. Some preseason mountain bike racing is coming up, or, yeah, rides and racing. The Southridge series will be starting up. Fontana, we're going to start those in January right after the holidays. The winter series. They just had their annual last weekend as well. Actually, it was Saturday. I knew there was something I missed. But yeah, that's going to be the last Saturday. They had the annual, and then getting ready to go into their awards banquet, and then we'll go into the winter series. And it looks like they're going to have a 5-race winter series starting in January, ending in March. And that takes us right into Kenda Cup, the U.S. Cup, or a.k.a. Kenda Cup, U.S. Cup. And that was just released as well. Their schedule was released starting in March. And I remember correctly, I believe we're starting in Temecula again. So bring on the weather. Come on, El Nino. We're right in the smack dab middle of that. Get your mud riding skills ready, boys and girls. So, yeah, that should be fun. So we'll go right from cross season right into mountain bike season. And for all you underground riders, we got the Coaster Brake Challenge. Saw a little flyer running around on that for all 4 weeks in January, Coaster Brake Challenge. Do a Facebook search. You'll find the flyers and the dates and the times and the secret meeting place and the secret handshake. And come on, people, keep with the spirit. I've never seen a titanium full suspension Coaster Brake racer. Come on. Go find yourself the clunker 35-pound beach cruiser with a 26-inch wheels and the old Taiwan Coaster Brake or whatever the heck, and go out and have some fun. That's what that is all about. It's a challenge. So, yeah, I think last year, I think I saw some people get just a little too serious about it. It's a challenge, folks. Come on, have some good times with that. And for us roadies / gravel grinders / people that, you know, whatever. A lot of fun rides still to be had this year. We got the, what are we looking at next year? Oh, looks like they're starting to dwindle down now this year, actually. Holidays. Yeah, looks like they're pretty much, at least the ones I know of right now, are done this year. Let's see, what else is coming up? January's going to be really busy. So I think we've everybody's closing it down now. You'll find a couple of odd little rides here and there. A couple of impromptu Facebook rides. I know there's a gravel burn off the gravy grinder on Black Friday. Come on, stay out of the stores. Go ride your bike. They're having a burn off the gravy grinder. Sounds brutal. Starting in Manhattan Beach, going up into the Santa Monica's and back. So there's that. And for the ladies out there, if you don't want to hang around a bunch of testosterone-laden competition geeks out there, no, not I. GGR is having a co-ed turkey morning ride, meeting up at the top of Reseda. Anybody wants to do bonus extra credit, you can park at Caballero and go to the top. So that'll be 8:30. You can find their info on GGR's Facebook page as well. Okay. So yeah, you know, it's funny. Facebook's become the place to get all your ride info. So I'll try to cross-post what I can on the Facebook page and our Bike Sport Facebook page. And then we shall see. So, matter of fact, something just posted right now. Okay. Time to get on my almighty high horse. Or low horse. I was speaking to a pardon me, had a frog climbing down my throat. No. Hey, it's the holidays here. We're all going shopping. We're all gonna buy parts. We're all gonna buy stuff for people who do what we do. We love to be on our bikes. It's our life, and it's nice to receive something that you know, didn't want to buy for yourself. Someone thought about it and bought it for you. But, you know, I was talking to a couple of shop owners recently. I've been visiting quite a few shops, saying hi and making my annual trip to the, you know, say, the visits, then just to get a feel of what's happening in the local industry. And it's kind of scary. A lot of people, a lot of the shop owners are noticing huge, you know, just reductions in sales. And biggest thing is we've got a couple of really big chain stores that are, you know, blowing off the fair practice retail rules and hurting a lot of people. So I can name someone in particular. I can name a fairly large chain that I hear is pretty much like unloading stuff at cost and not cool because there's a deal. And sadly, the company that is supposedly saying, no, you can't do this, is kind of allowing them to do it. So here's what I'm going to say. Let's keep it local. Let's stay off the mail order unless we know it's, you know, got a brick and mortar store that, you know, mom and pop is selling stuff on eBay to try to compete. Let's not, I mean, I'm all for saving a dollar or two, but, you know, it's hurting. It's hurting the local small shops. And I mean, even if it's just buying an inner tube or two, you know, that's a little something to help everybody out. Just kind of spread the love to support our local bike shops. And, you know, like I said, I'm in no position to be dropping, you know, full retail and everything, but, you know, most of the shops will compete within a reason. But remember, they still got to pay the rent. They still got to pay everything. They're not pushing the bulk and volume. You're not a number. You're a person. You're a face. You're a name. And these local shops are going to remember your name. They're going to remember your face. And if you keep coming back, they're going to take care of you. It's called customer loyalty. And you're going to get some customer service. And I know everybody's like, oh, well, you know, I could get this for this price. But, you know, what good is it if they don't honor and treat you right? So, you know, try to support the local guys when you can. It'll keep everybody going. And, you know, the local shops are more likely going to help out when you need it. And one thing I've noticed is that, you know, sometimes, you know, I'll be out on a ride and I forgot something, or I ran out of something, or I'm in a I'm in an emergency. Something happened, I can't fix it. And I need something to fix it. And you know, I'll dive into a small shop and man, without even them thinking about it, they'll give me some time and take care of stuff. That you can't get from the big chains. So, you know, it's try to do it where you can. Make friends with your local shop. Go in, say hi, introduce yourself. Don't ask for a discount. They'll give you one if you're cool enough. You don't need to ask. And don't expect, you know, to pay cost unless you've put your time in, you know. But, I mean, we all know racers are cheap. I'm a racer. I'm cheap. I'm not cheap by choice. We all want the great deals in life because we think we're that good. But, you know, I'll face it. I'm not that great. But I'm a nice guy, I think. At least I've been told that. Oh, enough of that high soapbox. It's time to come down off the soapbox. It might fall anyway. It might break. So here we are in the new Kill Radio Studios. And we have had some major, like, wow, like, stuff done here. We've had some new show hosts come in and just, like, paint the studio and brighten it up. And the floor has been painted and it looks good and cleaned up. And it's like, yeah, this is, I want to do a show here now. And if anyone is interested in doing a show for whatever, get in contact with us. We've got a couple of openings, and you can get in here and talk and do anything you want. If you're a comedian, you want to do comedy hour or comedy 15 minutes, whatever, come on in. You want to talk about cooking, you want to have a cooking show, you want to have a gardening show, construction show, craft show, health show, you want to talk about the aliens that abducted you, come on in. We got an audience for you. I'm sure we do. Yeah, Kill Radio does have spots open, and we could definitely use some more on-air talent. So, anyways, I have to talk about something. Oh my God, doesn't he shut up? No, I don't. I need to talk about this. We've been talking a lot about cycling technology. And I find myself these days, like, charging, like, five different things before I go on a ride. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's getting out of control. Wait, I haven't bought an e-bike yet, so don't yell at me for, I haven't switched over to that, so I don't have a bike to charge, but, you know, charging my Di2, charging my Garmin, charging my heart rate monitor, charging my lights. Got to pardon the noise. Someone shorter than me must be sitting here. I had to change mic stance. Live radio at its best. No, but, you know, I find that so amazing. That it's like, oh my God, you know, we're out here writing, but yet I gotta plug everything in. So yeah, I just noticed that the other day, going, oh my god, I'm sitting there going, oh, technology, yeah, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad, but I use so much of it. So been testing a lot of wireless heart rate monitors lately. I got a hold of, we talked about the Mio. See, I'm going to say it wrong. I'm still going to say it wrong. But the Mio watch, which was, it's amazing. I love that watch. It's no more chest strap. Heart rate monitor plus fitness monitor. So, works really well. We had an interview with Ori from Lifebeam. And he did come through with his promise to get me some samples. And can I just tell you, wow, I'm impressed. Stuff works, very consistent. I'm using his the laser helmet with the built-in heart rate monitor. And just put it on your head, turn it on, syncs up with your Garmin, off you go. And it's just, it's really cool. It's very, very cool. And I'll have more on that in the near future. More thorough talk about. But something is going to be on the Christmas list, that's for sure. I think a lot of this technology should be on everybody's Christmas list. So, but we're going to go back into the Interbike show. We got to finish up some of these recordings. And let everybody hear what's out there. And see what you want to add to your Christmas list. So, all right, let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Anybody frustrated with iTunes? I know I am. Just not very happy with them. Oh, one day, I will create my own media player service. I'm just ranting today. It's Thanksgiving week. I'm off. I'm enjoying my vacation-ish. If you can call it that. Have I mentioned how much I really enjoy the Track Factory's products? And once again, that review is coming up real soon. So, okay. So here we go. We're going to finish off this show today. And we're going to go back into some of the technology stuff. So we're going to talk about some lighting and some cameras and a couple of other things. All right. And of course, I'm going to talk to my dear friend Brad from Cali. So enjoy. We're going to start off here with our friends from Cygolite. Let's see if this thing actually cues up correctly. Come on, live radio at its finest, right?
Okay, here I am at Cygolite with Andrew from Cygolite, and he's got a new light here called the Cygolite Dash Pro. Talk about it, Andrew.
Well, the Cygolite Dash Pro is basically a road cycling light. It has a lot of features that a lot of road cyclists will like. Primarily, it's the first light to incorporate main powerful LED to see at night, as well as daytime running lights on the top, so you could be seen during the day. It's a low profile light that's micro USB rechargeable. It has a flexible strap that'll wrap around standard size handlebars as well as aero bars. Runtime is going to be an hour and 15 minutes to about 70 hours. Seven modes, a great unit that's low profile on the bar, bright enough to be seen during the day, and 450 lumens to see at night. So it's a great unit that retails at about $64.95.
And that's one thing. The Cygolite line is got one of the, coming from the off-road car race background, I love the light pattern. I love that it's not, you don't have to have a lot of lumens. It just has to be effective, laid out lumens. You can have a 300 lumen light that's brighter than 1800 lumen light if they're not aimed right. Mm-hmm. So it's all about the optics. Cygolite's optics have always been one of my favorites. So, and this little light here is great. My question is, it's got that rubber strap. Is that rubber strap replaceable in case it breaks?
It is. And then, of course, these will last really long time. We have a 1-year warranty on the lighting systems. But the strap's easy to come on and off, so it's very easy to replace.
And like I said, they thought about everything, so that's always good to know, and that's what makes this light the light you'll buy and own forever. I've got 3 different ones I still got, and they're all running great. Thanks, Andrew, for the time.
Anytime.
Oh, by the way, where can we find out more info on all your lights? You got a whole bunch here.
You could always visit cyclelight.com.
All right, thanks.
Okay, so our friends at Cyclelight, and yeah, I have actually been, I've been using their lights for a while now, and like I said, just awesome lights, and sadly, just had a weird fluke thing happen to one of them, and mind you, this is 5 years down the road. Called them up, sent it in, had the thing back in a week, and working like a charm, like brand new, so... They definitely stand behind their product. No, not just because it's me, but their warranty. I mean, I just sent it in. They didn't know it was me. And took care of it. So take a look at the Cyclelight line. Next up, Watt Team. What? What's Watt Team? Well, let's find out.
Okay, so I'm here with Ophir, and the name of the company is Watt Team, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, Watt Team. And it's a very affordable and very efficient, well-designed power meter, and I'm going to let him tell you a little bit more about it. I just got to look at it. I really like it. But tell me about where you came up with this.
Thank you. Well, we came up with it actually from a real pain, because we were like struggling and we really wanted a power meter to train and to ride with and to race with, but we couldn't afford it. I mean, once you're 43 years old with 3 kids and a mortgage, you won't spend $2,000 on a power meter. So this is why we hooked up, when we took the best brains we could find, each one in its own territory and in its own professionality. And we just started to come up with the idea of how can you measure power in a very conservative way, using strain gauges technology, direct measurement, but still reducing prices. And the idea we came up with is making an add-on product. Keep your bike, keep your components, and just try to measure the power from the outside.
Okay, and yeah, it's one thing I've noticed this whole show is that it's technology is everywhere. Everyone is going now to Ant and Bluetooth because it's open source, and you don't have to buy necessarily one of everything. Like, I don't have to buy competitor A's whole power meter setup. Now I have options and choices, and especially if you have multiple bikes, which is something I heard in the future that this one you'll be able to use it on multiple bikes, correct?
Sure. It's surprisingly how short-term future it's going to be. But we will have this feature, which you're going to use on 2 different bikes. You're going to have 2 comp units, 4 sensors, and you can switch easily bikes. And through the application, you can just conduct and decide which kind of bike would you like to use now. And we will have your settings and calibration data.
Yeah.
In our flash memory.
Okay, so yeah, this is basically, it's an add-on power meter. It bolts onto your pedals. The sensor is right there, and it sends it over to your whatever head you're using.
Exactly.
It's compatible with anything that's Bluetooth and ANT. And this is the other one, ANT, Bluetooth.
ANT plus VLE, both one-channel BLE, like Santo, Ambit 3 or stuff like that, or Ambit 2.
Okay, so it's basically going to fit whatever you got.
We're not selling things you don't need. We're not selling a head unit, because we believe that everyone has got his own head units
right
already, things that he likes. So we're transmitting both Ant Plus and BLE, and each head unit you're going to have, we're going to fit.
And the nice thing about this is that it works with carbon, it works with aluminum, it's add-on, keep everything you got. And it's a great system. And here's the kicker on this power meter. What's the price on this guy?
The price is $499, and it's been the price forever. I mean, we have 4 years of developing, and this is the price we thought about when we were an idea on a napkin, and we're still in the same price range.
And as a father of 2, a school teacher full-time, you guys know my story. I'm always broke and barely affording the bikes that I have. And this, I don't have a power meter yet. I've been trying to get one, and the big thing that kills us is price. So, you know, if you've got multiple bikes, you know, and things like that, this is, I think, the way to go. Now, if we want more info on this, where can we get this product? Who orders it? What's best? Where can we get more information?
At the moment, we are selling direct through our website. We have an online store through whatteam.com. No problem getting in there. We're going to ship in 3 months, but you can start ordering already.
Okay, so they're here, and it's right here based out of Irvine, so it's a local company here, and he was telling me the roots of everything. It was kind of nice to see and hear that, hey, you know, all this came out of a napkin. So, awesome. Thank you so much for the time, Ophir.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
All righty.
Yep, really cool hometown guy. And yeah, literally, they were drawing it on a napkin. He's actually got images of it. So hopefully soon we all can have a power meter. All right. Next up is my friends. And I've mentioned this company before. And they actually go by a different name. Cyclique is the name. And they're the originators of the Fly 6 camera, which I just swear everybody needs to have on the back of their bikes. And I've talked about it before, reviewed it before. I got the new version, and really just, it's amazing. You need to have one. Go get one. Order one. Stocking stuffer. Perfect stocking stuffer for your cyclists in your life. It's just a little added security, goes to the back of your bike, has a camera, but you know what? Cyclique didn't stop there.
All right, I'm here with some good old friends from Cyclique. Now, I finally got the name right after I don't know how many years, but they're the creators of the Fly 6 camera, which I've reviewed several times on the show, especially now fall's coming. Want to make sure you have your camera, you got to have your lighting. But they've got something else coming out the works as well. So I'll let Anthony here talk about it for me.
Yeah, pretty excited this year to bring you guys the Fly 12. As you said, you had the Fly 6 from last year, and it's been going super well. Our Fly 12, we're changing things up a little bit now. We've got an integrated device. So, you know, it comes with the Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. The connectivity now can go straight to your iPhone. And what we've done is we've increased the power as well. So this device without flashing mode will actually last you up to 10 hours, which is huge for cyclists. You're going to get a lot of sustainability. We're really capturing that touring market that are out on the road all day. You're going to capture your whole ride. 400 lumen lights up front, you're super covered at night, even into low-level sort of bush, things like that. If you need to do that on your commute home, you're going to get home safely. And on those flash modes, you're going to get up to 6 hours. And on solid mode with the new device, you're going to get up to between two and three. So we're pretty happy to be able to bring that to the market.
And that's with the camera on at the same time, correct?
That is correct, yeah. Okay. So with camera only mode, that's the 10 hours. So that's without the lights. And then the other two I mentioned, that's with the lights flashing. So six on flash mode, and then up between two and three on the solid bright mode.
Okay, great. Mounts anywhere, very similar to GoPro, it looks like.
Very much so. So the universal mount is really adaptive. So you can have it hang below your bars. You can have it above your bars. You can also use several products out there with the integrated mount.
Right.
So the integrated mounts that you can use where you can have your actual Garmin or your head unit, your computer, whatever GPS you use, you can actually have that on top, and underneath you can have the universal mount. So you're going to have a really streamlined, almost race look, quite aerodynamic for those guys that want to use it for racing, that sort of thing, but also keeps everything off your bars. So your typical cyclist, if you've got your camera, your light, your head unit, and all those other little, you know, things that go to your bars, really crowds it. So this keeps all that away, so you've got all the space in the world and you've got everything still with you.
Now I'm looking at them right here, and it's definitely falls here, and I need I run a camera, I run my lights, and nice to have it all in one unit. Now what are these guys going to retail for? Always the magic question.
Yeah, that's it. We haven't actually set the final price yet, but we definitely know that it's going to fall anywhere between $340 and $370 at retail for the US market, and we think that's super competitive based on the current, you know, the features that has come out with the 1080 at 45 frames and the longevity of the battery and the 400 lumen light. As a compact, slim device, we think that's super competitive.
Oh yeah, definitely, because I mean, just buying a camera is, you know, $400. You buy a good light, you know, you're looking at another $100-something. So yeah, it's definitely, guys are right there in the ballpark, definitely.
Yeah, no, we believe so and we hope so. But yeah, we're really looking forward to bringing this to the market.
Awesome. So we're looking, what day?
Basically, we hope to have this out. The initial production run is going to be due for December. That'll get some to the American distributors we already currently have. And then in stores, we're hoping definitely for February at the absolute latest.
Awesome. And then, as you know, we're looking at the new Fly 6 as well. some more streamlined, some more user-friendly options. As I mean, as we've mentioned before, it's sometimes a little complicated to get them date stamps and configured and things like that. Now everything's streamlined, right?
That's correct. So what we did was we took, as a lot of people will know that listen to your show, the Kickstarter campaign that was hugely successful for us. We've basically adapted that model that was all the concepts are the exact same. We've just made it a little bit smaller, a little bit more streamlined. The functions in terms of, as you mentioned, how you change your date and things like that, a lot more easier through the config setting file. And it'll last as well. So we also found that whilst things, when you change your settings, it could override it with firmwares and things like that. We've made it much more stable. And every time we release a new firmware, it's going to save that straight to your device. So
set and forget.
Set and forget. That's what we like to hear. I like that it's a little bit smaller because it gets a little tight with my bag sometimes. So very good. Where can we get all the information on all the stuff?
Yep. All you need to head to is cyclic.com. So that's cyclic.com.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Anthony, for your time.
Thank you very much.
Okay, back to the...
So what happened was, after we finished that, we both looked at each other and went, oh, shoot, we forgot to say something. So I'm actually going to finish off part two of that. There were a couple features that we forgot to mention about the Fly 10. So here's part two of that conversation.
Fly 12, we forgot one vital important thing, but I'll add it in. So let's talk about that, because as we're going, hey, wait, we forgot the most important thing. Anthony, tell me about the most important thing.
So what's new on this Fly 12 is the fact that this is an integrated device. Now, I mentioned that before, but what that means for us is that with our Cyclic Plus app that we've developed ourselves, you can actually sync your unit straight to your smartphone. So what that means is there's no need for the computer with your SD card anymore. You can capture your ride. At the end of the ride, you can link through Wi-Fi straight to your phone. You can edit, save. And that means what you can do is you can send that before even getting home at the coffee shop. You can be sending your footage straight to your buddies, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all your emails. So you're on the other side of the world. You can send that footage back in real time almost, straight back home, and everyone can view it straight away. So we think that's a really cool feature.
So you're telling me that the footage can go to your SD card and then straight to your phone, or straight to your phone?
No. So what we can do is, from your SD card, you can send that straight to your phone post-ride by linking up with the device through Wi-Fi.
Okay, that's what I want to make sure I heard right. Otherwise,
you're not watching real time.
Otherwise, I could see my phone filling up with footage real fast. But okay, I got that. It makes sense. Well, that's awesome, man. That's definitely something to look forward to.
The only other thing I'll add to that is we've actually got some connections with our good friends at Strava, and what they're allowing us to do is anyone that rides with your heart rate, your power, and all your metrics that you'll see on Strava, we can actually access through our app the back door through with Strava, and you can actually stamp all those things straight onto your footage from the phone and have all that showing up.
That's great. Yeah, I definitely want to have that. I got to show off to all my friends, you know, that I hit.
That's it, blowing away your buddy up the hill. You want to show him the pain face, and you want to show how many watts you were doing at the same time.
Exactly. Awesome. Great. Thanks, Anthony.
No problems at all.
Haha. God, I'm telling you. So, yeah, because we both finished our first interview, and I was like, oh, I forgot to do this. So, anyways, there we go. So, yeah, and Fly 12. I'm going to stand corrected. It's been a hot day today. I'm tired. Fly 12. Definitely looking forward to that. It's an amazing little camera light combo. For what you're getting, the price is right. The optics look pretty good. Wait and see what the final product comes out. And this month, we should start seeing them in distributors. So you work at a shop, keep your eyes open for that. It's a really clean unit. And since we're on this topic of lights, let's go ahead and I think you'll be impressed. I finally saw these in person. And hopefully you enjoy them. The Revo lights.
Okay, I'm here with Kent from Revo Lights, who's the founder of this really great ingenious lighting system for your bike. Tell me more about this. I've been seeing it on all the social media sites, and I've been seeing reports here and there, but I've actually physically now seen them, and now I see how they work. But tell me a little bit about your ideas behind it, and I really like them. I think they're going to be great. But let's see if we can get more people on them. Tell me about them.
Sure. So our motto at Revo Lights is see and be seen. And the ideas stem from, you know, most bike lights consist of pretty much a flashlight that you strap to your handlebars and a little blinky light for you to be seen. Yet side visibility is one of the leading causes of accidents. And so we needed to design a product that provides both the side visibility that gets you seen and also the functional headlight that allows you to see where you're going. So our lights move the headlight and taillight to the wheels themselves. They are lights that are all the way around your wheel. They synchronize to your speed to create this, if you imagine a red and white parentheses that kind of follows you down the road, is a good way to describe it.
Okay, now I'm watching you. He's actually on a bike right now in a really darked out little room here he's made in his booth. And the lights are on. You're not pedaling right now. It's kind of like, basically these rings go around your rim, and it's basically LEDs around your rim, correct?
That's right. So the best way to describe it without just seeing a photo of it is they're rings of LEDs. They attach to either side of your wheel. There's actually lights all the way around your wheel, but they're intelligent, and they figure out which lights are facing the right direction and only turn those on. And that effect happens at any speed, so you end up at higher speed at getting this very visible arc of light on the front and rear of your wheels.
Okay, and there will be pictures up on the website when this broadcast goes on. And now the arc stays only in the front of the wheel, so basically, like I said, makes a parenthesis, or does it eventually wrap the whole wheel at certain speeds?
Just in the front and the back of the wheel. The idea is that since the light is projecting past your tire, if it were to go all the way around, it would actually shine up in your face and blind the rider. So we keep it to that quadrant so that you can see where you're going and be functional and efficient.
Okay, and what are these guys retailing for?
So we sell the headlight and taillight separately. The combo, which is the headlight and taillight together, is $199, and it's an aftermarket kit that you can fit to your own wheels.
And they come in different wheel sizes?
We currently have a 700C version for road and hybrid bikes and a 26-inch version for mountain bikes.
Okay. Now, will those 700C should fit the 29er?
They will fit the 29er. However, generally the 29er tire is so wide that it'll probably block the light emitting from the rings. So you'll get the side visibility, you'll get the brake light, but the function of the headlight you probably won't be able to get on a 29er.
Okay, so awesome. And we get more info, and how will we get our hands on these things?
Check us out at revolights.com. If you want to go into a store and check them out, we are currently in every REI across the nation, so feel free to go into your local REI and check them out there too.
Great, awesome. Thanks, Kent, for the time. It's a great product, and I can see all the awards, and very innovative, very, very creative. Good job on this one.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so those were the Revo lights. And yeah, definitely a really cool light system. One of the issues with a lot of our light systems is we can't be seen from the side, and clothes has only so much reflectiveness on it. And these lights can be seen like 360 degrees around the bicycle. So if you're commuting, take a look at the Revo lights for sure. And like I said, the only issue is the 29er tires. They're a little on the wide side, and that's why some of the front light would be diffused. It would get blocked by the width of the tire. So like a road bike, cross bike, shouldn't be too much of a problem. All right, so let's go up, and since we're in the topic of lighting, let's talk to our friends at Oculus.
Okay, I found a local guy here who came up with a really nice light system, and you guys know me, I really study lights. I'm really into lights. I do a lot of night riding, but it's called Oculus by Barry Beams, and I'm with Barry, and he's not the Beams, though, but he's close enough. Anyway, this is Barry. Tell me about these lights, Barry.
Well, I think on the one hand, you turn the light on, you look at the beam, and he's like, wow, what is that? Key thing is we're putting the equivalent of a pair of high-performance race car headlights in your hand, on your handlebar. We do it with half the power requirements using patented optics that you'd have to be on almost like a good acid trip to figure out. Once you get the idea, though, you get these ideas in the back of your head that just won't leave you alone until you do something about it. But what we've come up with is a light with all the features, user programmability, and optics, as well as the world's greatest beam, that anybody could want. We attract the world's best top distance racers like Christoph Strasser, and we've also got four-time U.S. Pro Champion Freddy Rodriguez as our two premier test riders. They do this by their choice, sometimes despite what the sponsors want them to use for lighting. Key thing is, I can give you 2 to 4 lanes wide, extremely bright up the road, without blinding oncoming traffic using the patented optics. We take the bright spot away from the middle and even it out across the road, while we gather up the dim light that would be all around the edges and bring that up and in to make a usable light. We're lighting up the road under you, so to another car or other vehicles or other people, they're looking at this light on the road as if you're a fast-moving car coming at you.
Now, one thing that's been my thing in the years past when I've done headlight tests is I've not only looked at the lumens, I don't even care about the lumens half the time, I look at the beam pattern that's being thrown on the floor. Because you can have 200 lumens that's properly aimed and the optics are correct and it'll look just as efficient. It'll be as helpful as a bike that has 1800 lumens that are misfocused. So this is all about optics and getting the light where it needs to be.
I couldn't have said it better myself, but I'll tell you, possibly, I'm going to throw it out there, possibly the ultimate endorsement from any techie scientific organization in the world could be from NASA. NASA's sent in a lander up to the dark side of the moon in 5 years to look for water. Well, guess whose beams came out like 40% farther downrange object recognition than anything else NASA tested, and NASA has already bought into these beams to light up the dark side of the moon.
So there we go. We could have some NASA technology on our bikes. Where can we get more info on these lights, and what are you selling them for?
Okay, well, please, you can see the website at www.barrybeams.com. We've got a really compelling video of kind of like a, you know, family jewels hanging out there, kind of bum in descent down a steep hill, where you can see that the beam actually, because it's not a big round circle, the beam actually leans with you in and around the turns, allowing cornering that Christoph Strasser found on his, you know, in winning the bike race around Austria. He got down the hills quicker than any light got him down the hills before. You've got the video there. We've got Techie Picture with Bill Walton singing The Grateful Dead. Sometimes the lights, you know, finishing out singing Trucking with me,
Bill Walton,
holding the light up on his head, as well as technical information and videos that you'll find more compelling than any other light out there. Also, you want durability, you want the company to back you up. We put a limited lifetime warranty on there. Basically, anything short of you driving a car over it, well, I want to see how the thing breaks, if you can break it, but we're extremely customer-friendly. We want to build long-term relationships. We want you to love the light. If there's something you don't like about it, well, that phone number on the website, email address, you really do get me on the phone. We don't bury it in some form. Anyway, I think we've covered the essentials here. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks so much for the interview and checking in with me.
Oh, yeah, no problem. And what was the cost? We never got to that.
Okay, so retail is $200. Compared to that, the CatEye Volt and the Light and Motion TAS are the nearest competing things at over $300. Neither of them, yeah, Light and Motion has a sealed battery. CatEye has a special snap-in battery pack that's almost as expensive as the whole light. Here, it's just field replaceable. You can buy the batteries and fries
if you
don't buy from us. Pop the lid open, fresh battery in, or you can plug in through the high-power recharger. Power for power, we're charging this light at a much higher power. I'm sorry. Oh, we just dropped
So that sound you heard was my phone. Barry is very animated. You can tell he really loves this.
You have to love your work. If you get your passion going, that's where you get things out there. We want to get this out on the market. When I say I want, you know, this is disruptive innovation for bicycle lighting. I want every bike light company out there to be licensing my technology. I don't care if the Chinese try and copycat me, because you know what? For every copycat light, that's a few more lights I get to sell over here.
It's all good, Barry. So we're going to look it up, and hopefully I'm going to put it through the paces here soon and see if I can break it. I'm good at breaking stuff.
Oh, Barry Beams. That was so funny. Very animated individual. He really, really loves his science. Ooh, what was that? Ah, I guess I should do that. Anyways, take a look at the Oculus Light. it doesn't have an external battery, so you don't have to wire it. A lot of people don't like that. Compact package. The beam pattern's amazing. The cost is there. User-friendly, serviceable. We took one apart right there and then. Take a look at them. I'm still waiting for one to put it through its paces, and you all know me. I'm going to put it through its paces. Next show, we're going to talk about lighting, and that's kind of why I finished off with lighting in general. We're going to be talking about some of the lights on the market, lights I've had the pleasure of putting them through the paces. Some have passed, some have had issues, but for the most part, everyone, they have their purpose. So, looks like good old L.A. City Fire doing what they do best in L.A. You know, one day, we need a soundproof studio. All right, so this is Robert, Bike Sport Radio. Thanksgiving week edition. It's now time for me to hit the road. And we shall see you on the trail. Don't eat too much. Don't drink and drive. And I hear you can't text and ride anymore. So have a safe Thanksgiving, everybody. Enjoy the trails, enjoy the roads, and we'll see you next time. Be safe.
A red light while I